meet the voice cast of Invincible Season 4. The success of high-stakes animation often rests on the shoulders of its voices, and the Invincible Season 4 cast is proving that vocal performances are what truly carry the weight of the galaxy. This season represents a masterclass in casting, seamlessly blending legendary industry veterans with prestige newcomers to elevate the Viltrumite saga. From vocal presence that commands respect to the vocal gymnastics of multi-character roles, here is a breakdown of the Invincible Season 4 cast defining this new chapter. Mild spoilers ahead. The New Guard, Season 4 debuts. Dinosaurus, played by Matthew Rhys. The first episode kicked us off with the arrival of a cunning new foe and fan favorite from the comics, Dinosaurus. Played by Welsh actor Matthew Rhys, his voice brings a chillingly refined edge to the prehistoric powerhouse. Dinosaurus is a hyper-intelligent ideologue. Rhys uses a calculated, analytical cadence that creates a fascinating dissonance with the character's monstrous form. Of course, you'll hear a convincing monster growl between his lines of terrifyingly reasonable logic. Universa, played by Denai Gurira. Likewise, Denai Gurira was born to play a warrior, albeit a cosmic one. As Universa, brackets, pictured on the left, end brackets, she brings a grounded intensity that suggests a lifetime of survival and conviction. Her vocal delivery is masterfully restrained, allowing the character's underlying urgency to peek through only when necessary. It is a performance of immense vocal presence, firm, clear, and layered, with the weight of a leader carrying the fate of a world. Grand Regent Thrag, played by Lee Pace. In the Invincible universe, Thrag is the biggest threat there is. In the months leading up to Season 4, fans were waiting and theorizing who would be chosen to voice such a villain. Lee Pace is the perfect choice to embody the pinnacle of Viltrumite authority. Pace possesses the resonant, aristocratic baritone that drips with cold self-assurance. He doesn't need to shout to be the most dangerous person in the room, because his power lies in his quiet, measured delivery. And yet, when he does escalate, the impact is evidently visceral. Tech Jacket, played by Zoe Deutsch. As the voice of Zoe Thompson, brackets, Tech Jacket, end brackets, Zoe Deutsch injects the season with a much-needed, caffeinated, high-stakes energy. Deutsch masters the unflappable wit of a character who is often out of her depth, but never out of her element. Her performance is characterized by a fast-paced, conversational brightness that contrasts sharply with the heavy, mechanical resonance of her suit's integrated AI, making her feel grounded even in the middle of a galactic war. The returning legends. Mark Grayson, /Invincible, played by Steven Yeun. Steven Yeun continues to be the emotional heartbeat of the show. We've watched Mark's voice mature over 4 seasons, moving away from the teenage uncertainty towards a burdened, weathered authority. Yeun excels at letting doubt bleed into his most heroic lines, particularly reminding us that Mark is a human trying to navigate a superhuman world. Nolan Grayson, /Omni-Man, played by J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons' performance remains the granite of the series with his deep, unwavering, and commanding voice. Yet, as Nolan's redemption arc deepens, Simmons is finding new, fragile textures in his voice. He can especially pivot from an imperial conqueror to a grieving father with a single breath, maintaining a declarative conviction that makes Nolan endlessly compelling. Debbie Grayson, played by Sandra Oh. Sandra Oh provides the essential human frequency in a show full of gods. Her performance as Debbie is raw and deeply lived in. Oh ensures that Debbie is never overshadowed by the spectacle, using a vocal range that can shift from warm maternal comfort to sharp, righteous anguish in a heartbeat. In Season 4, her skills are best heard during Debbie's conversation with Nolan when he tries to apologize to her after what he did in Season 1. Alan the Alien, played by Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen's character of Alan, brackets, pictured above on the right, end brackets, has evolved from a comedic sidekick into a formidable cosmic player. Whilst he retains his signature conversational warmth, Rogan has added a layer of resolve and strategic weight to his performance this season. It's a subtle shift that perfectly mirrors Alan's rise within the coalition of planets. Conquest, played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan brings his lethal, gravel-soaked charisma back to the Viltrumite Empire's most terrifying enforcer. Morgan manages to infuse the character with a generally disturbing sense of joy. This ensures that every word Conquest speaks carries the weight of a planet-cracking punch and a terrifying lived-in authority. Cecil Stedman, played by Walter Goggins. Walter Goggins is a master of the pragmatic needle. His performance of Cecil, brackets pictured above on the left, end brackets, is clipped, especially fast-paced, and always sounding like he's five moves ahead. Goggins infuses the character with a dry and deeply cynical edge that perfectly captures a man who has sacrificed his soul for the sake of global security. Adam Eve, played by Gillian Jacobs. Gillian Jacobs brings a steadiness and brightness to Eve that acts as a vital counterpoint to Mark's darkening path. Jacobs plays Eve with a no-nonsense intelligence. She explicitly avoids superhero grandiosity in favor of a thoughtful, morally cantered delivery that makes her feel like the most sensible person in the universe. Thaddeus, played by Peter Cullen. When you need a voice that carries the weight of eons, you call Peter Cullen. His legendary gravitas gives Thaddeus a significantly mythic quality. Cullen's deliberate pacing reinforces the idea of a character who operates on a timeline of centuries. This provides a palpable sense of ancient wisdom that few other actors could replicate. Battle Beast, played by Michael Dorn. Returning to the fray with unrivaled authority, Michael Dorn continues to define the series' gold standard for cosmic power. His undeniably thunderous baritone captures the primal honor of a warrior for whom combat is a sacred rite. Dorn's delivery is steadfast and resonant, providing Battle Beast with a regal ferocity. This makes him feel like a force of nature, even in a galaxy already crowded with gods. Damian Darkblood, played by Clancy Brown. Subsequently returning with that unmistakable textured bass, Clancy Brown reminds us why he is a voice acting icon. Indeed, his Darkblood is pure noir, carved from stone and dripping with sardonic bite. Brown's ability to lean into the theatricality of the character without losing the mystery is a testament to his incredible range. Rudy Connors, brackets Rex, end brackets, /robot, played by Ross Marquand and Zachary Quinto. The performances of Marquand and Quinto remain a masterclass in dualistic friction. Marquand continues to provide the vulnerable, straining humanity of Rudy's physical form, whilst Quinto's robot is a study in surgical, eerie detachment, with Quinto finding a stilted empathy and Marquand adopting a meticulous, logical cadence. Whether it's the resonant aristocratic baritone of a new villain or a raw, deeply lived-in performance of a returning favorite, the Invincible Season 4 cast demonstrates the power of elite voice talent. Overall, these actors read their lines with the frequency required to ground a show full of gods and monsters. The ability to pivot from guttural roars to staccato precision is a testament to why voiceover remains the heartbeat of modern storytelling. Which of these performances has been your favorite so far?